The government's priorities are being questioned after it announced it's giving Amazon a $100 million plus boost to film the Lord of the Rings television series. Under a memorandum of understanding, Amazon will get an extra 5% from the screen production grant, in addition to the 20% grant the production already qualifies for. Amazon plans to spend about $650 million on season one of the Lord of the Rings television series, making it eligible for a rebate of over $160 million. Here's political reporter Charlie Drever.
Economic Development Minister Stuart Nash thinks the deal is a no-brainer.
The world's most innovative company who has decided to come to this country, and they could have gone anywhere in the world, spend $650 million, grow our film industry, we're able to leverage off some of their really innovative technologies and ideas. Where's the downside?
But New Zealand Filmmakers Collective founder Richard Turner is describing it as a double-edged sword. On the plus side, it will open up a lot of opportunities for consistent work.
However, the other side of the coin is, for that money, it feels like we should be looking closer to home and looking at how we can look at talent development and looking at New Zealand filmmakers and seeing where that money could go.
Richard Turner says it's currently incredibly difficult for filmmakers to get funding for their own local content. National is supporting the deal, but wants all advice on the extra economic benefits to be made public. But ACT's deputy leader, Brooke Van Velden, doesn't think a company that made more money last year than this country needs any financial help from the government.
Ultimately, all of that money, all of those subsidies that are going to go offshore to Amazon, to a company run by the world's richest man, is money that can't be used for New Zealanders in a form of getting more money to line their pockets, especially when so many families are hurting after the COVID lockdown.
Brooke Van Velden says the country's COVID-free status and environment alone should be enough to entice film companies to come here. But Stuart Nash says this is the nature of the competitive film industry. Amazon will also be looking at other business opportunities here. The Council of Trade Unions president, Richard Wagstaff, is worried about Amazon's international reputation of undermining unions.
Just a week or two ago, we had a very significant event in Alabama where Amazon did everything in their power to dissuade workers from joining a union, and that's a real concern to us if they bring those kinds of ideas out to New Zealand.
He says without collective bargaining, rights to decent working conditions are seriously eroded. And Retail New Zealand's Greg Harford wants to make sure Amazon is on an even playing field with New Zealand companies.
It's really important that if Amazon's coming into the market and exploring any other opportunities, that it is being treated on the same basis as any other New Zealand business, that it's paying its fair share of tax, and of course that GST is being collected on anything it's selling.
However, Nash brushed off rumours a distribution centre could be set up here, saying this deal is not linked. The government won't say exactly how much this deal will cost, citing commercial sensitivity, but Stuart Nash confirmed it's north of $100 million. From Parliament, for Checkpoint, Core Charlie Drever, DNA.